This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. In that inflation report we were just talking about, we also learned that people spent a lot more in January on services like restaurants and healthcare and on goods, including vehicles, furniture, and clothing. The flip side of spending is saving, and that went up too. The personal savings rate, according to the Commerce Department, has now risen 4 months in a row. Marketplace's Justin Ho looked at what's going on there.
The Commerce Department figures out the monthly savings rate by taking people's disposable income and subtracting their spending. And even though spending rose in January, disposable income did too.
So we saw that rise about 2% in January, which outpaced spending, which is why the overall saving rate moved higher.
That's Shannon Seary, an economist at Wells Fargo. She says a lot of last month's increase in income had to do with one-off factors, including the way the Commerce Department calculates taxes in January and the recent cost of living adjustment to Social Security. But Siri says people's take-home pay has been steadily rising.
So I do think that the savings situation is improving, and that is a good indication that households do have some spending power in the months ahead.
Thing is, not every household has the same amount of spending power. Megan Green, global chief economist at the Kroll Institute, says lower-income households are burning through their savings at faster rates. Meanwhile, credit card balances have been rising.
That suggests some households are really struggling to make ends meet and are just putting expenses on credit cards.
Green says people have been steadily spending down the savings they built up early in the pandemic with the help of government relief aid. In fact, the savings rate now is below where it was in 2019.
Which suggests that households are still eating into their savings more than they usually are.
The savings rate could continue to rise this year, given that the job market is still strong and wages are rising. Lydia Bussor is senior economist at EY Parthenon.
If you look at labor market conditions right now, you can see that the labor market is still providing some support for household income.
And Bussor says people's spending could slow down if the economy starts looking more uncertain this year.
Companies are going to be turning increasingly cautious with their hiring and spending, and that's likely to lead consumers to be even more cautious with their spending.
Bussor says that could cause the savings rate to rise even more. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.